Good morning. This is Monday's Ballarat Today here at 3BA. This is some good news. The 2022 Cobber Challenge Relay is a three-week competition in which 12 owners of working dogs record the duration, speed and distance of their nominated working dog. And the good news is we've got a local team to cheer on. From Skipton, it's Team Anywhere Crutching. Love the name. Melissa Smith and Dan McKinnon are behind it. And Dan joins me on the show this morning. G'day, Dan.
How you going, Brett?
Mate, very well. Lovely to have you on the show. Why'd you put your hand up to get involved with the relay?
I didn't really know anything about it until the missus told me that we were entered in it, really.
Surprise!
Surprise, all right. So, anyway, be excited about that. It's going to be good to see how the dogs go against people across Australia and New Zealand.
Now, Team Anywhere Crutching, why the name?
Well, we started a contract business crutching sheep, and Anywhere was sounded pretty good because we'll pretty much go anywhere in Victoria, New South Wales or South Australia crutching sheep. So,
and Dan, you were telling me off air that you have been super busy. Was it something like 280,000 sheep you've crutched?
Yeah, we did 280,000 last year. God. And we landmarked, I think it was 50,000 last year as well. So
unbelievable numbers. So the pandemic, the craziness, Dan, of the last 2.5 years hasn't really slowed you down at all?
No, it hasn't, Brett. If anything, it probably helped us a little bit. We're getting a bit easier to get a few more workers out of Ballarat and places that were in lockdown. So
yeah, okay. Well, good to hear that some businesses like Anywhere Crutching soldiered on. Now, Dan, I don't really quite know what you're thinking because you're about to hit a really busy spell in the business. You're going into this relay competition and you got something else happening, haven't you?
Yeah, I'm actually getting married in September too, Brett, so, which is...
Oh, my goodness.
Anyway, it would have been better if it was probably a month ago. It wouldn't have been so busy, but anyway.
Yeah, it is what it is, they say, Dan. And, of course, the other lovely part of this story, Dan, is that Melissa, who you're partnering with in the relay, is your fiancée.
Yes, she is, Brett. Yep, she's been with me the whole time, so... Yeah, it's good.
Yeah, good on you, mate. Congratulations. Hey, tell us about your dogs.
Well, we've got four. We've got Joe, Roy, Roy, Keith, Pip and Judy.
And is there a top dog, so to speak?
Keith is probably going to be my favourite. Roy's up there, Pip's up there, and Judy's actually only a six-month-old pup, so.
And who trains who, Dan?
Well, they're all pretty good at training themselves. You just put commands on their natural instinct. And, there's a few things you've got to put the hard yards into with them. But, no, they're all pretty well know what they're doing from a pup. So,
Dan, I've got a bit more of an understanding of what you do after watching Muster Dogs on the ABC. Do you think that really has piqued people's interest?
It probably has. Probably not so good for the Kelpies that will go into town because the Kelpies are just a working dog. They're not a lounge-around dog.
Yeah, it often surprises me when people have dogs like that on a small block in town. It just doesn't make sense.
It does. It doesn't make any sense at all, Brett. The Kelpie dog, it's a hard-working dog. They need a lot of area to run around in and stuff like that. And if you're not working them, they go crazy.
Yeah, I bet they do. Hey, one of my favourite characters on that telly show was Frank Finger. Do you model your style on his?
No, not exactly. I haven't met Frank, so I wouldn't mind meeting him. We actually brought a pup up his way months ago now, I think it was. So anyway, yeah. Hopefully we'll get to meet him one day, I suppose.
He's a legend in the biz. Speaking of buying dogs, Dan, how much have you had to spend? Because you hear about some eye-watering numbers.
Yeah, I think the top dollar we've spent on a dog so far is $1,000, but that's at an eight-week-old pup. So that's still pretty pricey for a pup.
Yeah, and you've had some...
In the working industry, anyway.
It is indeed. But what about approaches to you to buy up a trained dog? How much are people talking?
I've been offered $15,000 for Keith. Roy, I think, has been about $12,000. I think the best offer I've had on him. But there's blokes that have had $25,000, $30,000 dogs, so...
Goodness gracious. And Dan, would you ever seriously consider selling one of your dogs, or are they like family?
Not the ones that are in the competition, I wouldn't. They're too much like family. They're my mates. I'm with them every day.
Mm.
But if it was a dog that I was just starting up and didn't let myself get attached, I would sell it.
How much easier do they make your job?
It can take out one or two workers every day. They don't have sick days. They turn up every day. they're your mates. All they want to do is work and please you, Brett. So it's good.
There's a lot to like about them. Yeah, I bet you do. Now let's get into the nuts and bolts, Dan, of the Cobber Challenge Relay. How's it going to work this year?
It's going to be a team event, so 2 to 4 dogs. And you put the tracking collar on the dog and they just do their normal working everyday thing. And at the end of the day, the results come back and the Cobber Relay Challenge will put them up on their website, on Cobber on Facebook, and I think they got Instagram and something else. And then the results are updated and you can see what's going on every day.
So
and
we can,
at
yeah.
the end of the, at the end of it, the dog that does the most Ks and the fastest speed in the least amount of time,
yeah,
I believe, is the winner.
And, Dan, do you have any idea what your dogs are capable of at this point in time?
Not really. It depends on where we're working. I know one job in New South Wales, they'll get a fair old workout up there, so that'll be good for the competition-wise.
And you've obviously you've had a look at the competition, Dan. Do you reckon you can win this thing?
Oh, I reckon we'll be up there, Brett. I reckon we'll give it a good crack. But there's some places there that have got some pretty big properties, and the dogs that are working in the paddock will cover a lot more ground than probably my dogs, I'd say. But my dogs will have the speed on them, I'd reckon.
Yeah, so maybe not the endurance but the speed. So, gee, it's going to be an interesting competition, isn't it, eh?
It will. We've clocked Keith up at 55k an hour before, so...
Oh, that is quick.
Yeah, not bad for a Kelpie.
Not bad at all. Well, Dan, go Team Skipton. Go Team Anywhere Crutching, mate. We'll be right behind you. Now, I think it kicks off... Where's my dates here? It kicks off next week and runs until Sunday, September 11. So, Dan, what we might do, if it's okay with you, we'll get you back on the show to see how the whole experience has been, okay?
No worries, Brett. That'll be good.
And if you want to follow Dan and Melissa in the challenge, you can go to cobberchallenge.com.au and also the Cobber Dog Facebook page. Lots of luck. Dan McKinnon, thanks for your time on Ballarat Today.